Macau Chief Executive Ho Yiat Seng to step down after term expires. Macau's Chief Executive, Ho Yiat Seng, has announced he will not seek re-election after his current term expires due to health concerns. This decision marks a significant moment in the region's political landscape, as it is the first time a chief executive of Macau has chosen not to pursue a second term. Ho took office on December 20, 2019, and his term is set to conclude on December 19, 2024. During his tenure, Ho has been instrumental in overseeing the Special Administrative Region's response to various challenges, including the global COVID-19 pandemic. His administration was noted for its decisive actions, such as closing borders, shutting down casinos, and implementing strict public health measures. These steps were crucial in controlling the spread of the virus and were largely supported by the local population. One of the key aspects of Ho's administration has been the regulation of Macau's cornerstone industry, gambling. Under his leadership, the government has worked to promote a stable and healthy development of the gaming industry. This included the re-tendering of the city's casino licenses and encouraging investment in non-gaming sectors as part of a broader strategy to diversify Macau's economy. The legislative and regulatory changes implemented by Ho aim to reshape Macau's gaming industry, with a focus on compliance, social responsibility, and diversification. The new policies urged gaming companies to invest in non-gaming initiatives, aligning with Ho's vision for Macau's economic future. These initiatives are expected to foster a more sustainable and diversified economic structure, reducing the region's historical over-reliance on gaming revenues. A new era for Macau leadership. Ho's health has been a subject of public concern, especially after he took an extended leave of absence for medical reasons. While the specifics of his health issues have not been disclosed, the announcement of his decision not to seek re-election due to health reasons has been met with respect and understanding from the community. The chief executive has expressed his deep feelings for Macau and his commitment to its development, but he emphasized that his health must take precedence. As Macau prepares for the transition of leadership, the focus remains on maintaining the momentum of economic diversification and ensuring the continuity of policies that benefit the region's long-term development. Ho has pledged his full support to the next chief executive and the SAR government, highlighting the importance of governance in accordance with the law and contributing to the One Country, Two Systems principle. The forthcoming leadership election in October will be closely watched, as it will set the course for Macau's future. The election process involves a 400-member committee, predominantly composed of establishment figures, who will select the new chief executive. Candidates interested in running for the position can submit their applications between August 29 and September 12, setting the stage for a new chapter in Macau's governance.